Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? How are you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, the weather is beautiful. If we have a slight breeze and it's about 80 degrees and it's getting hotter every day, and it even rained a little bit last night. So we got a little rain shower in Vegas, but the weather is beautiful today. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, and it's beautiful in Vegas. This is the place to be. So set your agenda so that you can come to Vegas for your vacation for this summer, because it's going to be hot and it's going to be beautiful in the land of entertainment. Yes, it's going to be gorgeous in Vegas. So come on down and celebrate your vacation, your summer vacation here in Las Vegas. And, you know, next week the kids will be out for Easter vacation. So we're going to have a lot of kids running around here in Vegas. And they got the Water World has 25 slides at the Water World, and that's going to be open to the kids so they can enjoy the water slide and they can play in the swimming pool. And that should be good for all the kids that are coming to Vegas next week. That's right. These last 2 weeks, this week and next week, will be good for the kids out on Easter break. That's what they're getting ready to be out of school on Easter break. So we're going to have a lot of kids running around here. So hopefully, parents, you keep your kids busy and keep them out of trouble. Yes, that's what you need to do. Stay on top of their social media so you know what they're talking about on their computers. Now, let's talk sports. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Tiger Woods is back. That's right. He won the Masters this weekend after not having won since 2011. But he came from behind, and he had a dramatic win. He was two or three strokes down, and he sunk two putts that were long shots, and he won the Masters. He came from behind and won the Masters. And now he's on track to beat or to catch up with Arnold Palmer, who's won the most Masters in golf history. Yes, they said Tiger Woods couldn't do it, But I'm saying that he's a mess, and he is showing that he can be a master in control. He doesn't have to be a slave. He can be a master. And that's what he's proving. He's come from behind, and he's back, ladies and gentlemen. He is back. And we hope to see him win some more tournaments because his game is on hit. It's the best that he's ever played. And his game is outstanding. So we expect to see him win a few more major tournaments, and he will be on track to beat Arnold Palmer, who was the most outstanding golfer of our day. But now we got Tiger Woods. And I'm not going to say anything, but he's a black man. And he's putting it down for everybody to understand that black people can do more than just pick cotton. They don't work in the fields no more. Now they're masters. They're masters in the sports arena now. And he is setting the trend to be on his way to being one of the greatest golfers that ever lived. Yes, that's Tiger Woods, and he's back. All right. Now, today is Jackie Robinson's anniversary for the day that he joined the Major League Baseball. He was the first black man to play in the Major League. It was all white people and all others, but we didn't have any black people playing in the Major League until they decided to let Jackie Robinson play. And on the day that he played outstanding. He hit two home runs and stole like four bases. He had an outstanding game. He was the most valuable player of the game, and he let everybody know that black people can play baseball. Yes, they can qualify to play with the rest of the world, that they are talented athletes, and they deserve to play in the majors. And he set precedent for all black players that are now playing in the major leagues. Yes, he led the way for all of the minority players to play in the majors. It used to be all white, but now we got a lot of black players and a lot of immigrants coming over and playing in the major leagues. And they're outstanding players. They're leading the way. Like Hank Aaron had the most home runs ever hit in a season. So they have proved themselves to be outstanding ball players in the sports arena. So we have Jackie Robinson leading the way for the rest of the black baseball players to follow behind him. And we have Tiger Woods that's on the road to being the greatest golfer in the history of America. Yes, he is setting the trend for all of the future golfers to follow in his footsteps. Yes, Tiger Woods has proven himself to be a worthy athlete and to be the best that he could be in the golf world. Yes. Okay. We have news. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, we have a report from Paris, France, that the biggest church in Europe, next to the Vatican, it's called Notre Dame, and it caught fire today. And they're not sure of the cause of the fire, but it burned up like 80% of the cathedral. So they have to figure out what caused the fire. And they had a hard time putting the fire out because the cathedral is so tall and it's in the middle of the city surrounded by a lot of small streets. So the fire trucks and the first responders couldn't get to the cathedral to put out the fire. It was too many people on the street that were watching the fire, and they were in the way of the first responders. So when the fire trucks came, they had to move people out the way so that they could get their hook and ladders up, which couldn't even go to the top of the cathedral because the Notre Dame is a big church. And they couldn't get the ladders to the top of the church to put out the fire. So the church burned, and it was put up. It was constructed in the 12th century. That means the 1100s. It was put up and it was constructed, and it was constructed by wood, and the wood caught fire, and the wood, since it's old timber, it's like 400 or 500 years old, it burns. And the first responders couldn't get to the cathedral in time to put the fire out. So a lot of the church burned and the ceiling fell in. So the inside of the church burned, and a lot of the statues and the paintings on the inside of the church were destroyed. And now they're trying to see if they could save any of the statues and any of the other paintings that were in the church. They're trying to see if they can restore a lot of the insides of the church. But it looks like the church has burned. And it didn't burn all the way to the ground, but it burned a lot of the church. The ceiling fell in, and a lot of the outside pillars of the church were destroyed. So now they're doing an investigation to find out the cause of the fire. And that is what we're waiting for, the report on what caused the fire to burn up one of the greatest churches that have been through history in Paris, France. It was there right after the Civil War in France. It was there when de Gaulle came in and became the leader of France. And it was there when they had World War II. They had some destruction of the church that had to be repaired. So the church has gone through several controversies with the church, and now under investigation to see what caused the fire this time. But hopefully they will rebuild the Notre Dame, which is the oldest church in Europe, next to the Vatican in Rome, Italy. So It's the oldest and it's the biggest construction in Paris, France, next to the Eiffel Tower. So, yep. All right, it's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa D, play some music, drop first, and we'll be back in a minute. You know, I've had an interesting story to tell you. I remember back, about 2003, when I was living in the desert. I told you about Gregoryville, where I had a homeless camp, and I was living with all these homeless people. Well, social services came in and moved us out. They offered us $400 to move into an apartment. Well, a lot of people in my camp didn't want to move, but I moved out, and I moved into a Chinese boarding house, which was about 15 apartments, and I ended up getting a room with two other roommates in my room, and I paid $300 for my bed in my room, and I got the other $100 paid to me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So it was a good situation for me. I had $100 every month that I could use to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So I hung out there across the street from Olympic Gardens.
You know we had to do a remix, right?
Ho! Ho!
Hey, Josh, this is one right here, baby, I told you, dog.
Oh, we be in a place with state beat, and we got what it takes to rock the mic right.
Yeah.
Still, watch what you say to BC, cause I still will not get ass the fuck out.
I bring the hood when I'm traveling, crack backwoods, unraveling. Crack smoke good when we traveling. To get the max, cause the kids fit good in the caravan.
I clap up your hood like the hammer man.
Bring your cat, better bust it if you get that close. You scared to clap, better strap your foot.
Listen, blow trees with Mac mittens.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
With beginning.
Smith & Wesson precision. Bring up our sessions with ribbon.
Leave a mess in your crib.
Call the grave digger.
Fucking with some A nigga.
Hitting with the AK nigga.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Oh, I'm patient. Wait a minute. When it's vacant, snatch the cake up out his crib.
This fly.
I'm like the baker with your blind.
Then ride.
Set up shop and distribute where you live. It's freeway in the place with my squad. And we got what it takes to jump.
Niggas swerving, bang the rim on the curb. You getting scared while you was faking a turn. I strike a nerve at old MCs wanting to come back. I got respect, but it's lost in that fact. Like, hey, no one here even said your name. You really feeling guilty about something, man. Got to see, he really just wants just one more hit, please be. You the first old man to get a rapper's pension. No, we ain't supposed to call this mic invention. I'm fishing. Matter of fact, say the fuck out the kitchen. Selling kicking with too many dimensions. Midwest, and we came about mid-chess. Youths on my side, too many in my tribe. Goof outside, who the fuck gonna ride? It's Nelly in the place where Berkeley. And I got what it takes to rock the mic right here. You better watch what you say around her. Cause there's something on my waist to make the whole place hurt. The streetway in the place with JP. And we got what it takes to rock the mic right here. Better watch what you say to BC. Cause we got what it takes to jump the DE. All of y'all need to one yourself. Go get the burning nigga back yourself. All of y'all need to one yourself. Go get the burning nigga bang yourself.
I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
That we're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Celebrate.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Well, I was giving you a news report. DJ Papa D, play the news. The kickoff for the news. This weekend in Las Vegas, a woman was crossing the street in her wheelchair, and she got hit by a motorcycle driver, and she died. So people need to be a little cautious of people crossing the street. especially when they're in wheelchairs. I can't believe that she got hit by a motorcycle and she died. That's really, really bad for a motorcycle to hit a wheelchair person. Come on, it's not like he couldn't see her. I don't really understand what actually went down. But the lady was killed that was riding in her wheelchair trying to cross the street. Okay, well, that's the end of the news for today. Now, I want to tell you a story. You know, I was coaching my little brother, Big Nasty, they call him. I was coaching his baseball team when he was about 12 years old. And I went to watch him play at the park. And they were getting ready to play the game. And the umpire was going to call the game because my brother's team didn't have a coach. The coach, whoever signed up to coach his team, didn't show up at the park. And because the team didn't have an adult as their coach, the umpire was going to forfeit the game for them. So I jumped up and I went and I volunteered to coach the team for that day. And eventually I took over the coaching for the team. And I brought all the kids together, and they were winning a lot of games because they were really good. So I got the baseball equipment from the park, and I was taking it to my junior high school and in my neighborhood, and we were having practice. So I got to see what these kids really knew how to do, and I put the lineup together and put the kids in position, and they were playing really well. So each Saturday, we went out and played at Delamo Park, and my team was winning. My brother's team was really good, and we had a mother that was one of the kids' mother. He was the second baseman. His mom came out and decided she was going to be the team mother. So she became a good friend of mine, and she was out there every weekend bringing snacks to the team, to the players on the team. And we became really good friends. And since I was DJing at the Ramada Inn at the nightclub that was called the Bistro 880. Well, it was called the Yokonox first, and then they changed the name to the Bistro 880, and then they changed it to Billy G's. And I used to tell everybody my daddy owned the club because my daddy is William Gerard. He's Billy G. So I used to tell everybody I owned the club, and I was the DJ at the club. So I was DJing every weekend. In fact, I was DJing during the week, too. But I was DJing on the weekend. And my friend, Roger, his mother was the team mother on our team. She started coming to the club, and she was partying when I was DJing. So when I finished DJing, I would go and I would dance with her in the club, and I'd sit with her and I'd buy her drinks, and we would talk about the boys' baseball team, and I became really good friends with her. In fact, she was really pretty, and I was trying to be her boyfriend. I was trying to get in good with her so that I could be her boyfriend. And she was dating one of my buddies in the club, which I didn't know. I found out later that he was dating, her name was Jackie. He was dating Jackie. And I was like, oh, I was disappointed. Well, hold on. We got a commercial break. DJ Papa D plays a commercial spot and drops the comedy clip, play a song, and then I'll be back with more of the story.
I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I was finding buildings that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center and I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that, and I got $1 a pound. So it was like cash and carry. You could always get money. And I used to do this every day, all day long.
So deaf, bad boy, collaboration, the notorious Big in the house, we got the Brat in the house, and me, y'all know who I be, check it, I got that shit all your niggas just love to ride to, funk for your trunk is what I provide you, so slide through the hood with me and your deck is your correct way to get your groove on, flossing, I paid the cost to be the boss as a kid. Around and make some shit you can't fuck with. They thought luck did it, but it didn't, cause I'm back again, back with the Big and my newfound friend.
Sliding in from the front, never way behind. Niggas wonder how I came with this style of mine. Remain in your seat as I release the clip into your hip. Brat and Biggie Smalls.
Oh shit, on top of all that, I'm so remarkable.
Uh-huh.
To make your motherfuckers know.
What?
Ain't an MC coming close to touch. Bitches I like to fuck, guns I like to bust, so. Just came home from work relief. Crystal in my lap, chronic in the air.
Nigga, pass that shit like you just don't care.
Yeah, you're on my shit list, Biggie Burns flips. When I'm pissed, release the Rolex from your wrist. Nigga, no human being, Korean or European. Be seeing what Big be seeing, not even peeing. In they draws, because Biggie small, is far from weak. Brat, chat, chat, please speak.
Nigga, close your eyes, cause you already see. The notorious B-R-A-G.
No, the raw combination, the destination. Number one, total gun with no hesitation. Live with the funkified cutie pie. Gap by the side, the smalls by her side. If you fuck with her, you got to fuck with me.
What?
And we be rapping at your motherfucking eulogy. So...
I got the funk in my pocket, shit stay locked down. The nigga you know who representin' platinum sound. Now baby Biggie, I done heard that juicy. Didn't find nothing but truth in the hook. Be a pleasure to wreck with a notorious nigga ready to die. I jumped in the bench, took me a little ride round the mountain, broke the left hit. So deaf and told that nigga JD I was the one. Fuck the rest, we funk the five, kicking it live. Robin Leach teach a nigga how to really survive. Whether it be track or blunt, ain't no need to front. Got what you need and I'll take everything you ever wanted. Nigga, we coming mad. It's pimping ass, it's glass, it's full of Moet. The Rolex is Parvade, Parquet, B to the R-A-T. Rolling up, swole on Chrome 17.
Listen to the beat, light up the blood. As we give you motherfuckers, what you want, what you want, lay on.
This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her, but she was dating my buddy, so I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club. And she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends. She would come to the park when I was coaching, and she would come to the club when I was DJing. And I really became really fond of this lady. Her name was Sean. And Sean would come, and she would dance with me at the club when I finished DJing, and it was really nice. I had a good time with her. So she invited me to her house, and I went over to her house, and it was across the street from Long Beach Poly High School in Long Beach, and it was a real nice apartment complex. I went up to her apartment, and she had a roommate. And she introduced me to her roommate, and then she told me I could have sex with her roommate. And I was like, really? And her roommate was cute. She was short, but she was really pretty. And she was stacked. She had big breasts and a big butt, and she had a pretty smile, and she had good hair. So I said, sure, I'll do her. And we jumped in the bed, and I rocked, and I rolled, and I did all of my good moves, and I was kissing her and sticking my tongue down her throat, and I did the usual stuff that I do when I'm making love to girls. And I was kissing her on her neck, and I was putting my tongue down her throat, and oh, she was so good. I was having a good time. And I was doing everything that I normally do when I made love to these beautiful girls. And I had made love to her for about 45 minutes. Oh, man, I was rocking and rolling, and I was doing everything. Oh, yeah, and she was moaning and groaning and screaming and hollering, and oh, I just enjoyed it to the max. And when I got tired, I laid over, and she got up, and my friend, Sean came in and said, okay, now it's my turn. And I said, girl, you got to let me rest a minute. Let me catch my breath, and I'll be right with you. So she jumped in the bed, and she waited on me to catch my breath. And then I rolled over on top of her, and I started sexing her up. And I was doing all the moves that I usually do. And I put my tongue in her mouth, and I said, ugh. Oh, her breath stunk. Oh, it was nasty. And I couldn't kiss her, and I couldn't stand the smell of her breath. It was like she had boo-boo in her mouth. Oh, she was just awful. I tried to kiss her again while I was sexing her, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't put my tongue in her mouth. I couldn't stand the taste of her. She just tasted awful. It was just ridiculous. And I did everything I could do that I normally do when I'm making love to these girls, but I just couldn't stand it. So like 10 minutes into making love with her, I just did what I did, and I rolled over, and I said, I'm through. And she was like, oh, that's all you're going to do for me? You gave my girlfriend like 45 minutes of good sex. And I was like, girl, I just can't do it. I'm tired. And she was like, man, I should have went first. I said, I let you have sex with my girlfriend, and I should have went first. And then you would have had more energy for me. And I was thinking to myself, no, it wasn't the energy that I didn't have. It was your bad breath. Your breath was awful. It was totally awful. I kept trying to kiss you, but I couldn't stand the taste of your mouth. Oh, I should have told you to get up and gargle or brush your teeth or something, but that would have been rude, and I didn't want to be rude. I figured that next time I came over, I would just bring some gum or some certs or something for her to put in her mouth before I started kissing her. But I was really disappointed because she was so beautiful, but her breath was awful. Oh, man, it was just disgusting. And I couldn't get used to the taste in her mouth. Oh, it was just awful. It was totally awful. And I just couldn't deal with it. So I rolled up and I said, baby, I'm tired. I can't do no more. And she was disappointed. She said, you gave my girlfriend like 3 or 4 orgasms, but you only gave me one. And I'm like thinking to myself, well, you're lucky to get that one because your breath was so funky. Oh, God, I'm surprised I even lasted that long. Your breath was ridiculous. Oh, Jesus, it felt like you had boo-boo in your mouth, and I was sucking on boo-boo, and I couldn't stand it. Oh, it was awful. So I just had to say, I'm tired, girl. I did your girlfriend, and I'm tired. And she was so disappointed, and she said, I gave you my girlfriend, and you didn't do me justice. And I said, well, baby, I did the best I could do. And I tried. I really tried. I tried to kiss her on her neck, and I tried to kiss her on her face. But every time I went by her mouth, oh, it was awful. It was so funky, I couldn't kiss her. I was like, oh, God, this is the worst breath in the world. I couldn't stand it. But I tried to deal with her. I tried to give her what she wanted. And she was so beautiful, I was just so disappointed that her breath was so bad. Oh, man. But anyway, I got up, I got dressed, and I left. And that was the end of that story that day. All right, it's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa King, do what you do. And we'll be back in a minute. I did something that most people don't have nerve to do. I became a stripper. I like dancing in front of women. I'm thinking that's going to be a great thing. So I went and I put an outfit together. I put a Dracula cape together and my cape went all the way to the ground. And my wingspan was like about 6 feet on either side, and it was all cape. And I had taken a wave cap, and I put that on my head. And then I put white Devo glasses on. I had black leather gloves and a fishnet dress. It was like a long mini skirt, and it went down to my knees. And then I took some leg warmers that I wore all the way up to the top of my knees, all the way to my calf. And I wore white socks under it to make it look like I had boots on. And that was my outfit. And I went to a club, and I was the first dancer out. And I wiped myself down with baby oil. So I was shiny like a black seal. I mean, I was.
Electric roof, since I put a kid on the soul, and I got a wider shoe. You see that low mid, skittle purple coupe, I'm driving them.
T-Ron, where you getting them colors? Are you dying them?
Ten is my size in them, no point in tying them. Ain't no point in trying these on, they know I'm buying them.
I know nothing gets the hype on first sight, like white on white. Them three quarters, the low, they all tight. The only problem, they only good for one night. Cause once you scuff them, you f*** up your whole night. Who was my basis? The look I stole on the spaces. This kid's outrageous, he buying them by the cases. Cause once I cop them, I gut them and switch the laces. They all purpose, you heard me, kinda like my days.
I said, give me two birds, I need two birds.
I get the stomping in my Earth Force One.
Stomping in my Earth Force One.
At first, now it's tape on them.
Damn, when those come out.
So I write the date on them. These Louis Vuitton ones, you gotta wait on them. I had to get them early, so I spent more cake on them. Look, I'm trying to give it up like a one-minute man. While I lead on a Kawasaki, two headbands, jewelry and all. Fishbowl in the mall. I got some security buying shoes and all.
Sometimes I get them free, and sometimes I gotta pay. Walk in the mall and they know what I'm about to say. Give me the black and the platinum and leather gray. One's in the back and the pro, you got a display.
Now in the box is where I keep mine.
Keep mine.
Once or twice, but never three. I'm time sneaker pro. I love Pumas and shell toe, but can't nothing compare to a fresh crispy white pearl.
Give me two pearls. I need two pearls.
I get the stomping in my Earth Force One.
Stomping in my Earth Force One.
Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message. and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Well, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to thank you for assisting us with our fundraiser at Junipero Serra High School. That's right. The fundraiser on the 12th of April was a big success, and I know all of my listeners contributed to the success of the fundraiser, and I want to say thank you very much. And the students of Serra High say thank you very much. Yes, it was a great success. We had almost 170 golfers that participated in the fundraiser, so it was a good day. All right, well, it's the end of the radio show for today. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and we'll be doing what we do. We got stories for you, and we got musical entertainment, and we got good things going on. So thank you, DJ Papa D, for your musical talent and your engineering skills. And thank you, Big Nasty, for your promotion and your goodwill. So, again, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Peace.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.